fired up for the season. Like, we work tirelessly all through the offseason, where the free agency, draft, training camp, we work tirelessly to get to this moment, right? And we're here. Like, you get 17 opportunities that you're guaranteed, so how are you going to take advantage of them? One at a time. Like, how does our team take advantage of the opportunity, and how does our team grow throughout the season? That's what I'm most excited about. Every year is different. Every team is different. I'm excited to see what the 2025 Texans, how we look, how we show up on Sundays. I mean, I'm fired up. There's no better time than football time, as everybody can feel that excitement in the air from watching college football over the weekend and now getting ready for the first NFL game this Thursday. Man, football is in the air, and we're excited it's back.
Yeah, buddy, let's go. Fired up. It's game week, dude. Game week. D'Amico Ryans earlier today from NRG met with the media, got the table set for Texans-Rams coming up on Sunday, 3:25 kickoff. You can hear it all on Sports Radio 610. I would imagine countdown to kickoff beginning right here with Payne and Pendergast at noon on Sunday. That'll be cool. Bold predictions, man. Bold predictions. You and I think, PC, should probably wait until Wednesday. I think it's the last time we're going to be doing radio together before the season begins.
Yeah, we're in for Ron and Clint today, and then tomorrow and
Wednesday, Wednesday, 8 to midnight.
8 to midnight, and then we're off until next Tuesday.
So we'll call it. We'll do our season predictions, win-loss record, on Wednesday night for Texans.
For those of you who usually follow Area 45, we are now in football season schedule, which is 8 to midnight, Tuesday, Wednesday, 10 to midnight, Friday.
And that's it. That's all she wrote. Anywhere in between, well, it'll be things like this if they let us do radio. Jonathan Alexander, who covers the Texans for the Houston Chronicle, put together his annual list of bold predictions before the season begins for the Texans. And I have to tell you, I did not find many of these very bold, but you be the judge, okay? You can weigh in out there as well, 713-572-4610. If you want to text in a bold prediction for the Texans this year, go ahead. Let us have it. Here we go. Here's the first bold prediction from Jonathan Alexander on the Texans. C.J. Stroud has an improved season and calls for 28 touchdowns to just 10 interceptions for C.J. Stroud.
Improved season.
It's not bold, right? Come on. Now, bold would be C.J. Stroud is a top three MVP candidate.
5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns would be bold.
Yeah. That would be more bold, but okay.
Or if you want to go the other way, you know, gets benched week six, that's bold.
Well, there's some of that too. Not bold, but I would like the 28-10 touchdown interception ratio. Number two, Nico Collins has a career season, per Jonathan Alexander of the Houston Chronicle.
Again, not too bold, but
are we not anticipating that?
I think that's more about, hey, if Nico Collins can stay healthy.
Caveat here. He says Nico will stay healthy and have a career season. Derek Stingley, all pro again, which would obviously mean he too stays very healthy and is very badass this season. I would say not bold, expected.
Yeah, that definitely has a little, why wouldn't he? I mean, unless he misses half the season,
yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
So, for me, I'm saying C.J. Stroud, improved season, expected. Nico Collins, career year, expected. Derek Stingley, all-pro again, expected. Here's the fourth one from Jonathan Alexander. The run game will struggle. Most notably because Joe Mixon will not start the season on the active roster. He will miss at least the first four games of the year, is noted by Jonathan Alexander, and that's fact, but is not at all trusting of the duo, maybe trio, of Nick Chubb, Damian Pierce, and Woody Marks.
I don't know. That seems
bold or not bold?
Soft?
Soft.
Hey, this is what they struggled at last year, so I'm going to say they're going to struggle at it again. That doesn't seem very bold.
Well, are you anticipating them struggling? I think we're all anticipating the run game like being at least as good as it was last year, right? Because of the improved O-line, because we feel better about the offense. That was the first one where I was like, yeah, okay. Okay, I guess. The next one, Will Anderson will be in the defensive player of the year conversation. Bold or not bold?
Is that bold?
No, that's expected.
That expected.
Same thing as CJ Stroud, Derek Stingley, Nico Collins. Will Anderson, I expect him to very much be in the defensive player of the year conversation. The Texans set their franchise sack record again. He calls for 55 sacks this year. I think they set it last year with 49 and set it the year before that with 46. He's calling for 55 again this year. Another franchise record. Bold or not bold?
Again, you're sticking with what worked a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bold if you just stay with the status quo. Hey, this guy is really good. We're expecting him to be really good.
Yeah.
This guy, all right, maybe they struggle with it. Like, none of this is bold. This is kind of just status quo.
I was going to say status quo, kind of. It's slightly improving on what's already, you know, a pretty
good
trajectory.
You want to go bold? Say Christian Kirk's going to get 1,000 yards. That's bold, right? Because he was injured last year. It's his first year on the team. He's obviously going to be wide receiver 2, not wide receiver 1. But if they go back to the way they operated that first year with CJ, where it was not about, hey, you got to feed this guy, feed that guy, but spread the ball around, find the open receiver. Well, Christian Kirk's going to get open. And yeah, I'd say, all right, Christian Kirk is probably going to get 60, 65 yards a game. Well, that's 1,000 yards over a season. That, to me, would be more of a bold prediction.
Save some of your ideas. And just not to crush Jonathan Alexander, but just relaying what he has as his bold prediction.
Dog piling on John Alexander like he's Arch Manning. Next.
We're getting some bold predictions on the Texans and chat lines, too. We'll get to them in a second. Let's see. The next one, offensive line, will be mid. In fact, Jonathan Alexander is saying the offensive line is going to change, and if it changes, it'll be because Ed Ingram is not very good or somebody gets hurt. And if that's the case, he's forecasting Ariante Ursery moving from left tackle to right tackle, inserting Cam Robinson in as your left tackle, and Titus Howard will once again be playing a guard position.
Possible. Look,
I don't think
possible.
That's bold. I think that is very much on the table, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's it. It's not bold. It's pretty much, this is something that pretty much everybody has said. It's not bold.
Yeah.
It's, you know, prognosticating, but it's not bold. You know, if you said the Texans were going to have turn Nick Chubb into a 1,000-yard rusher, or Damian Pierce was going to have 600 yards on the ground, or Woody Marks going to have 500 yards out of the backfield.
You know what I think would be bolder? Is if you'd said, this will be the Texans' offensive line all season long.
Yeah.
Honestly, that'd be a little bit more bold. Here's number 9. The Texans will host 2 playoff games.
Again, I don't know if that's bold. I mean, it's different, right? Because they haven't hosted the divisional round.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in a soft-ass division. And if the Texans' offense, like again, if the offensive line is mid, Texans' offense will be phenomenal. And the defense, we already expect to be a Super Bowl-caliber defense. I think hosting 2 playoff games is kind of where this team expects to be. They expect to be a 12-plus win team. They expect to sweep their division. Yeah, I mean, there's not going to be a whole lot of teams winning 14 games.
Do you expect them to sweep the division?
Yes.
Go 6-0 in the division?
6-0 in the division.
Oh, Lord.
That division is ass.
Byron, last year around this time, PC predicted like 17 wins for the Texans. 17-0, baby.
Just 19-0. Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness. All right, here's number 10. I hate this one. Texans lose in the divisional round again.
Oh, wow. Very bold. Hold on. Wait. I need to let my heart settle. It is pounding so hard.
That's not bold. That is frustrating.
Ba-thump.
That is death.
Ba-thump.
No, if that happens.
Ba-thump.
That is not That is not bold that by any
ads.
Stretch.
That is ads.
I would say for the people out there, and I don't know if they're the majority, but there's many people out there that would expect the Texans to Texan, as they say, and lose in the divisional
but
round.
But these
again.
Are supposed to be bold predictions. Yeah, yeah. They sound more like cold predictions.
Or just predictions.
Or old predictions.
Let's get to the some on the chat line. Champ Slice says, oh, gosh, we've got a lot. Hold on. Bold prediction. God bless, they're refreshing. Bold prediction, we get over the Ravens hump. That would be
a bold
prediction.
That's a bold prediction.
That would be a bold prediction. Champ Slice, I don't know if it's bold or not, but Kirk will lead the team in receptions. I would say
that's bold.
That's bold.
That would also mean Nico probably missed half the season.
No! Let's see. We'll host two playoff games. Yeah. It's a lot of these are just in agreement. Here's one from the 713. 13 wins and number one seed in the AFC is my bold prediction.
That's
for the Texans.
Bold.
That is bold. I would say if I was to make a bold prediction this year, the Texans beat both the Ravens and the Chiefs this regular season.
That would be bold.
Now, it would be bold, but if you're expecting, like many fans are, the Texans to improve upon, you know, winning 10 regular season games, then, and you're expecting this to be a Super Bowl caliber team, like all Texan fans, I would say, for the most part, Texan fans would say that is a legitimate expectation this year. It's year three, DeMeco, and you've got an insane defense, and you got Christian Kirk, and you feel good about the offense, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah, improve upon 10 wins. And if you're going to do that, are you satisfied with sweeping the Colts, sweeping the Titans, sweeping the Jags, and getting those extra wins that way versus beating the Ravens and beating the Chiefs? There are going to be a lot of people, you're not going to beat the Ravens and the Chiefs in the regular season. No way that's going to happen. Oh, really? Because if you can't do it in the regular season, what makes you think you're going to be able to do it in the postseason? How confident are you really in this Texans team to get accomplished what you say needs to happen? And that's getting at least, right, to the AFC title game. It's not very confident if you don't believe that.
I mean, listen, they have gotten 10 wins each of the last 2 years. They have won a playoff game each of the last 2 years. They have lost in the division round each of the past 2 years. Don't you have any expectation for them to get better? I hear a lot of people saying, yeah, you know, like 10 wins again, divisional round again. That'd be 3 years in a row, same wins, same playoff outcome. How is that getting better?
It's not.
I mean, like, I just think they're going to, you just think they're going to what? Like you said, people think they're going to, quote, Texan. Like, DeMeco doesn't make it different. CJ and Will Anderson don't make it different. Like it's the same. Even though they've got, what, 5 players in the top 100 on that NFL list?
6.
6 in the top 100 on the NFL list. Yeah, you know, same old Texans.
Only 5 are starting the season.
Well, that's different.
Sorry, Joe Mixon.
But, like, I don't understand this. People say, oh, well, you know, Texans, blah, blah. Like, no, don't you have any expectations? Any desires for them to get better? For them to take the next step? How can they bold predictions and go, well, you know, they kind of do what they did last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing, that's just old.
Yeah.
That's an old prediction.
It's expected. It's expected for Will Anderson to be a defensive player of the year conversation.
This is
Nico
like
to have a career year, all those kinds of things.
Minimum baseline expectations.
Yeah. Now, hear me on this. Bold prediction. Jaden Higgins, offensive rookie of the year.
That would be super bold.
That is a bold prediction. Is it likely? No, that's what makes it a bold prediction. Like Mike Tannenbaum, we hear you've got some bold predictions there, good old Mike Tannenbaum. His bold prediction was for the Tennessee Titans, led by Cam Ward, to win the AFC South. That is a bold yet stupid
prediction. That is a moronic prediction.
However, those people are out there. Some because they...
Usually a bold prediction has, even if there's 50 roads, maybe there's only one road for this one to travel in order to achieve, but like there is a road.
Yeah.
There's no road for the fake Oilers to win the division. There's no road.
Look, I compiled all of these that I could find, and I'm sure there's going to be many more this week as they continue to come out. But so the Tannenbaum clown take of the Titans winning the AFC South, that's one of them. We talked about Danny Parkins, who's on FS1. He does the show with Nick Wright, doesn't he? He has the Colts winning the division. Nick Wright has
Daniel Jones is going to win the division over CJ Stroud. What short straw did you pull to have to come up with that awful take?
Well, that one. He pulled the short one, the shortest one maybe. No, Tannenbaum was definitely the shortest one. Nick Wright has the Jags winning the division. He has also the Texans going to the playoffs as the wild card.
Nick's trolling.
Yeah, so maybe so.
The only sunshine that ever did anything in football is Ronnie Bass.
Senior writer for The Athletic, Zach Berman. He put out his bold predictions for the 2025 NFL season. And it's not Berman's pick, but it's like all of the Athletic writers' picks. So in his piece, there was another wild pick out of the AFC South. Mike Jones has the Colts winning the division. James Boyd had C.J. Stroud reinserting himself into the MVP conversation. Now, if you're going to have that be the case, surely you're going to have the Texans winning the division.
You would think.
He does, but they're all over the board. You have everybody being picked in this division by random. Now, I think Mike Tannenbaum is probably the only person in the entire sports world that is going to have the Titans winning the AFC South. Nobody's going to have that anywhere else. Although, I'm very much looking forward to the next 5 days to find out if that's the case.
Do you want to know how confident I am that the Texans are going to win the AFC South?
So confident that at 10:52 p.m. on Wednesday, you're going to have them going 17-0 in the regular season.
19-0 in the regular season. However,
you can't go 19-0 in the regular season.
Until now. I'm so confident the Texans are going to win the division that if Davis Mills has to make 10 starts, they still win the division.
How many games do they win if Davis Mills starts 10 games?
10.
You're so asinine. Oh, my God. All right. If you are not familiar with this program, we do a thing called Bandwagon, where it involves usually cruel and unusual punishment. That is coming up next. We go